Hello. Welcome to our good training needs analysis. All successful people are successful because they all possess the same set of success qualities that distinguish them from non-successful people. If you were to identify the qualities of the successful personality, and if you were to then make the necessary improvements in your habitual patterns of thought, feeling, speech, and action, which would take you closer to the successful personality, then, to that degree, you would notice a steady improvement in your physical, financial, and emotional results. I.e. the degree to which you adopt the major tenets of the successful personality is the same degree to which you will be more successful. The big question is, what are the major tenets of the successful personality? There are six major tenets of the successful personality. The success personality is one that, 1. Has a sense of goal focus. Successful people are goal-orientated. They know what they want. 2. Success personalities are good communicators. They are persuasive, convincing, and expressive. 3. Success personalities are good planners. They manage their time. They organize their priorities. They are doing the right things, in the right order. They don't waste time. 4. Success personalities are good with people. They are able to handle disagreements and conflicts and gain the cooperative assistance from those around them. They don't create unnecessary friction by the careless use of bad language or jokes at the other's expense. 5. Success personalities are self-motivated. They don't need others to motivate them. They don't need others to give them confidence. They are fully capable of generating their own power from an internally located source. They generate self-confidence, self-motivation, and personal initiative by the action of their own mind. And in this respect they are independent of circumstances, and independent of other people. That means that, they are not weakened by difficult circumstances, and they are not weakened by the harsh words, or unfair treatment of others. They are people of self-made souls. They are not the products of their environments. 6. Success personalities have the ability to inspire the same positive emotions in others. The positive emotions that success personalities are able to generate for themselves have an inductive effect upon others with whom they come into contact. The success personality makes the others feel better about themselves. The success personality inspires confidence, inspires enthusiasm, and inspires motivation in other members of the team. The success personality is a source of power for the others to draw upon. The success personality never drags people down with any unnecessary moaning, complaining, or unfounded pessimism, sarcasm, or cynicism. To what degree do you have a success personality? Nobody is perfect. We all have certain strengths and weaknesses. It is important that you know both sets. You need to know your natural strengths so that you can play to them. It is also vitally important that you know your weaknesses, so that you can work on your game, and eliminate the weaknesses in your performance. Therefore, take some time to analyze yourself against the following questions. Score yourself out of 10 for each of the following 10 questions. Add up the total score at the end, and this will give you a percentile rating. Answer honestly, and you will gain some valuable insights. 1. To what degree are you a goal-focused individual? Do you have definite, ambitious, and worthwhile goals that you feel you must achieve in the next 5 years? Or not? 2. To what degree are you a good speaker? Are you able to express your thoughts, feelings, and good ideas in a manner which is clear, persuasive, and convincing? Or not? 3. To what degree are you a good listener? Are you able to listen and absorb large amounts of information, and retain it? Or not? Does information go in one ear, and out of the other? 4. To what degree are you a planner? Do you organize, and prepare in advance, so as to minimize the chance of error, and maximize the chance of success? Or not? Do you tend to leave things to the last minute, or worse, claim that you don't need to plan because you will improvise when you get there? 5. To what degree are you a good decision maker? Are you able to make quick, accurate and logical decisions based upon logical evaluation of all the available relevant information? Or not? Do you tend to put off making a decision for fear of making a bad one? 6. To what degree are you able to confidently and objectively handle difficult conversations? Difficult conversations about conflict or conversations of criticism? Or not? Do you avoid such conversations? Or do you lose your cool and say too much? 7. To what degree are you able to give praise and appreciation to others who deserve your credit? Are you generous with praise and appreciation of others? Or not? 8. To what degree are you a person who can create self-confidence and self-motivation in the face of a hostile or difficult set of circumstances? When the situation is dire, how do you respond emotionally? Do you get stronger and more determined? Or not? Do you only feel strong when things are going well, and do you feel weak when things are going badly? 9. To what degree are you a person of personal initiative? Do you get on with doing the right thing without the need for some other person to give you an instruction or a plan? Are you a self-motivated individual? Or not? 10. To what degree do you inspire positive thinking in others? Do you tend to make people feel better, stronger, and more optimistic about the future? Or not? Do you tend to complain about the traffic, complain about the government, complain about the weather, complain about the management, complain about everything and thus fail to inspire positive emotions in others? Mark yourself out of 10 for each of these questions. Add up the total and you have a percentage rating. Are you more or less than 90%? If yes, well done. If no, get to work on improving the weak links in your profile. Thank you.